Alan Dugan's career has been a happy marriage, as far as I'm concerned, of good poetry and recognition, therefore. It began a long time ago in 1943 when he was a student at Queens College in Brooklyn and was given a prize for his poetry. Since that time, it is a long list. In 1946, Poetry Magazine gave him its Young Poets Prize for a group of poems published in that magazine. In 1961, he was chosen as the Yale Younger Poet, as we say, for that year. And out of that publication grew the National Book Award, the Pulitzer Prize, and the Prix de Rome. And following upon that was the publication of a second book, 1963, also Yale University Press. And he tells me that next fall there will be a third book, also Yale University Press. He has until last year been what you might call a non-campus poet, which is unusual today, poets of his generation. That is, he has not been teaching poetry or poetry writing. But last year, when William Meredith left his job at Connecticut College and went to Princeton, Mr. Dugan replaced him and has become interested in the possibility of doing that again. Meanwhile, he's had jobs and newspaper work, publishing, advertising, and building models in a medical supply house in New York City. What all this has had to do with his poetry, or what effect it's had on the quality of his poetry, I will leave up to you to judge. The next poet will be Wednesday, September 15th, same time, same place, Louise Bogan. And I'll now ask Mr. Dugan to take over.